Chapter 3. Corporeal World versus the World of Consciousness. In this material world, we use our five senses to understand the world around us. We use our senses of smell, taste, touch, sight, and hearing as our tools to inform us of the world around us. It is a world based on how we look, what we think, and what we say and do. This material world is a three-dimensional world that is modulated by the passage of time. There is a present, was a past, and will be a future. Human beings tend to focus on the present and their immediate sensations. They cannot see beyond that. However, just because you cannot feel or see beyond this does not mean that it does not exist. The world of consciousness is the world that exists eternally. It is peaceful, joyful, warm, bright, and infinite in warmth and space, without anger or hate. Every single living thing, things you don't think have consciousness, still live within this world of consciousness. Each human being is consciousness. All things exist within the world of consciousness. Many times humans fail to realize that they live in the world of consciousness at the same time they live in this material world, because they only focus on this material body. It is difficult for them to comprehend that there could be more to life than this material world. That is because the world of consciousness is not unlike a three-dimensional stereogram. When taken at face value, the three-dimensional stereogram is a picture. But if you adjust your point of view, align your heart to the warmth, you can see, or rather feel, a whole other world. That other world is the world of consciousness. And the material world lives within that world. Your consciousness is housed in a physical body, in this physical place of three-dimensional space and time. This material world is just a speck in the world of consciousness. Do you understand that the world of consciousness lives together? It coexists with the corporeal world. But once the world of the physical and the physical body which senses everything dies, the world of consciousness persists. Your consciousness is always in this world, whether you are aware of it or not, whether your physical being and your mental acumen are aware of it or not. You are a consciousness living in this world of consciousness. Each human being is consciousness, and we all exist in the world of consciousness. Your darkness, your fear, your anxiousness live here too. Unfortunately, your darkness is tuned in only to its own suffering, and it cannot open its eyes to the world of consciousness. Your suffering heart is blind to its real environment, and so you continue to suffer. Human beings have a tendency to focus inward, so you cannot feel the world of consciousness that is all around. However, it is all around, all the time. Whether you choose to be aware of this world or not, it still exists. Your disbelief in the world of consciousness does not invalidate the existence of the world of consciousness. Many mistake this physical body for the real you, and it is not. You trap yourself by only looking inward, towards the material world. You believe death is the end of your life. However, that is not the case. But because you believe your material body is something that lives once, you trap yourself into believing that this physical life is everything. You form an opinion. A belief that begins to collapse upon itself. Our purpose is to open up the eyes of our suffering hearts to the world of consciousness. And once you open the eyes of your heart, you can return to this world. You can access the world of consciousness with a physical body and without a physical body. Human beings on this earth, corporeal and non-corporeal beings in space, we are all the same. We have a material body, but even what you like to call aliens, they too are just like us. They have material bodies and consciousness. We are all the same. Is it possible there are other beings in space? Of course it is. With the vastness of space, how could there not be other life forms? However, we are all consciousness, and consciousness is that energy, vibrations of warmth that exist. Consciousness coexists with this physical body. We are all energy, vibrations of warmth that exist. We are all consciousness and warmth. This material world is superficial and should be used as a tool to save your suffering hearts in the world of consciousness. Many make the mistake in believing that this material world is the only world of which they can be aware, and they don't realize they can be in tune with this world of consciousness. Whether or not we believe in this world of consciousness, vibrations of this world of consciousness can sometimes move us. When you are moved by nature, like the vastness of the ocean or sky, you can feel the vibrations of those things. Sometimes in the woods, you can be attuned to the quiet vibrations of warmth. You may be suddenly moved to tears. You have seen glimpses of the world of consciousness. You have not known how to access this world at will. And this study is about how to feel and enter this world. Once you feel this true world in your heart, it will be impossible to view this material world as you have always seen it. The physical world is an aid to remind us of the warmth through Mother, to return to this warmth. It is through this life that we have an opportunity to feel this world of consciousness in our hearts. That is what this physical body is for. But most have failed to use it as an aid to feel the world of consciousness. You will see that behind everything in the physical is the world of consciousness. The physical world is a means through which you can see your darkness and accept and return to the warmth so that together you may return to this world of consciousness. The more dark energy you save in your heart, the wider and more accessible will the world of consciousness be. The physical world is a means through which you can see your darkness and accept and return to the warmth so that together you may return to this world of consciousness. The more dark energy you save in your heart, the wider and more accessible will the world of consciousness be in your heart. All of your darkness, negative emotions, and suffering hearts are waiting to return to this true world. I am here to tell you that the world of consciousness is the true world, and our purpose is to be able to return to this world. All hearts wait to return to this true world, and world of joy and peace. Once you open up your heart to the world of warmth, the world of energy, you will realize that the corporeal world was a mask over the world of consciousness. When your heart is attuned to the world of consciousness, you will begin to see the world through this heart. You will feel everything through this heart. Slowly, all of your physical concerns of your physical body and of your place in society will melt away because you will know what your true purpose is. You will know what your true mission in life is. The warmth is ever so expansive and large. It is something that cannot be encapsulated within a few words. I hope through these messages you will gather an inkling of what energy and heart are. I speak of these things, but in order truly to comprehend this world, you must turn your brain off and feel with your heart, interpret with your heart. You have to hear with your heart. That is the only way you will come to know this world. Once you align your heart to the world of consciousness, it will be difficult ever to view your world the same way. Once your true consciousness has been rediscovered, you desire to know what to make of this life, our existence. That is what this study is about. This world is so bright, spacious, warm, and joyful. Your heart will be so touched by the brilliance, joy, and gentleness in the world of consciousness. I want you to feel the joy and truth of your own existence. When it touches you to the core of your being, how could you ever be the same? The truth of existence of your heart is the reason for living. We must endeavor and strive to find our truth. Once it is found, in those moments of joy, you realize that you are one with atoms and molecules, everything in space, the future, past, and present. It is all within you. It is exciting to be able to align your heart in the world of consciousness, even though you have this physical body. Your heart thanks you every time you align your heart to the world of consciousness and choose to be here and enjoy this space together in the world of warmth. As we speak, the warmth within the world of consciousness grows larger without bounds. Our true essence is these vibrations of warmth. It is the warmth that permeates all living things. This energy, this love permeates everything, living and not living in space. In the darkness, we are this energy, vibrations. You know when you have encountered the warmth in your heart, because when you turn your heart to the warmth, you will feel joy, and you always want to be there. You always want to exist there and align your heart to the warmth. True warmth is a feeling of ever-expansive joy that is so peaceful. Your mind fails to wander. Your heart feeds on the joy. It is growing within your heart. You may not encounter the warmth right away. I ask you not to be discouraged. It takes practice to find the warmth within. Once the waves and vibrations of joy and warmth touch your heart, your soul, once the vibrations of love are stirred within your true consciousness and you remember what you are, you will be eternally altered. You will be changed forever. The truth is so beautiful, and the beauty is magnified when you experience it yourself. Once you have found this feeling in your heart, you will always seek the warmth and vibrations of joy. You will desire to be affected every day. Once you begin to see beyond your physical body, you will see the force of warmth and energy that I am talking about. You will understand the world that I see, the world that I feel every day. This is the world that I am hoping you will come to understand. And this is the world I want you to understand. The journey of consciousness. There is a natural flow to everything in the universe, space, and nature. Do you feel the undercurrent of energy? This is the journey of consciousness. When you close your eyes, do you feel there is this energy circulating all around us into the space, the universe? There is no distance or time that separates in the undercurrent. Do you feel it flowing and circulating? This is the energy we all are. I want your heart to become attuned to this energy and flow into it. It is the consciousness of Tomekichi Taike and Mother's warmth. Can you feel this energy? The undercurrent of energy flowing all around, always moving? Into space, can you feel this energy? This means the flow, the movement of energy is not static in the world of consciousness. In the world of consciousness, there is a certain flux and flow. The journey of consciousness refers to the end goal on our path, meaning to return to warmth. Everything in this physical world arises so that we may return to the warmth in our heart. That is the journey of consciousness. Do you feel the vibrations and energy throughout the universe? It is so beautiful. When you feel with your heart, you can grasp all of the warmth radiating everywhere infinitely in space. It is joyful. It is exhilarating. It is freedom. It is exquisite happiness and warmth. You don't want or need for anything other than this warmth. All are on this journey of consciousness. Do you feel the flow? Feel the flow of consciousness? We are all a part of this one existence. Do you feel yourself within or outside of it? Whether you have a physical body or not, whether you acknowledge it or not, we are all consciousness and are all connected to it by our hearts. Can you feel it? It is the path that will lead us to our origin. This journey of consciousness will lead us back to this true world. Through ways and means we may not understand in our brain, in the world of consciousness, there is a reason for everything. I am speaking to you from the world of consciousness. Make no mistake about that. The world of consciousness is something that exists even though you cannot see it with your five senses. It truly does exist. You can feel it with your heart everywhere, growing, infinitely expanding. You feel everyone. You feel everything. The water, space, fire, dirt, oceans, we are all one, part of the same world of consciousness. It is okay to let yourself cry when you feel the warmth around you, within you. It is okay to feel embraced by the warmth. It is okay. Let your physical self be embraced as you meditate. As your heart is touched and figures out what the real warmth of Mother is, of what the consciousness of Tomokichi Taike is, don't be afraid to cry, to feel. Come be embraced by the warmth. To all these suffering hearts within myself, it is okay to be embraced by the warmth. Extend your heart. Open your heart. Do you remember what it was like as a child as your mother's outreached arms encircled you? Don't be afraid to lean into that, to be embraced by that. Do you feel your heart embraced by the warmth? Once you can converge into the world of consciousness, you can feel both worlds and see how differently they operate and function. After turning my heart to my warmth, this is the message I channeled from my core warmth. Consciousness of Jenny Lai. The world of consciousness is so wide, warm, and bright. It is so wide and expansive and bright. This world of consciousness is so bright, warm, and expansive, spreading and wide. There's so much love and warmth here. There is so much warmth here. How come I didn't see this world before? Was unaware of it. This world is so warm, bright, and beautiful. Joyful. It is so joyful. Yes, it is so joyful. I am so happy. I am so happy to be here in this world. To be in this world is happiness. To be aware of this world is happiness. Mother, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. The true world is something you cannot sense with your eyes, ears, nose, and mouth. Through none of your five senses can you feel this true world. This world of consciousness can only be felt through your heart, through your belief in the world of consciousness. And as your belief becomes stronger, your understanding of the world of consciousness grows greater. In our physical lives, we usually tune out the world of consciousness and only see glimpses of it. But it is there all the time. And if you turn your heart to the world of consciousness during your waking hours, you will see, you will feel the vibrations of warmth there all the time. And once you feel the world of consciousness in your heart, the depth and vastness will amaze you. You will wonder why you didn't perceive this world before. To experience the enormity of space will bring tears to your eyes. I have come to see over these many years that this corporeal world is not the truth, and my physical body is nothing. It is a mere shadow of the true world. You ask why we cannot feel the true world all the time? But you can feel this world all the time. It is only that you don't align yourself with the world of heart. You so solidly believe in the world around you with your brain that this physical world is the truth. You have convinced yourself to believe this, even though it is not the truth. Once you open yourself up to the real world of warmth, to the world of energy, you will realize that the physical was a figment of your imagination. When your heart is more attuned to the world of consciousness, you will see through this heart. You will feel everything through this heart. Then all physical concerns about your body, your concerns about your place in society will melt away because you will know what your true purpose in life is. Make a realization with your heart to find you are truly energy. This body is not what your existence is all about. Many of you in this life always think how to reach your maximum potential by expanding and using your brain. That is just a game. What your truest endeavor, purpose should be is to return to this heart of warmth that you are. That is all I want. And this is what I have been talking about for more than 25 years. There is interconnectedness among human beings that you must understand. We are not alone. You are not alone. We are a part of the web of this energy, and we are all here to learn from one another. And we are all here to learn from one another. As one of you opens your heart, it leads the way for the next person to open their heart, and the next person, and so on and so forth. That is what this study is about. Together we will walk and unlock the truth in our hearts. We will walk together and help each other along to understand the truth of our existence.